Excuse me, sir. May I interrupt you for a moment?
I'm sorry. I know you're sitting here at the park bench just trying to eat your lunch, but I really need your help.
No. It's nothing like that. I'm not in any trouble. I just have a question.
Can I ask it?
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm really embarrassed. This is my first time doing this. Look, can I suck your cock?
No, it's not like that. I'm not a prostitute. I just, every day I come to this park for my daily run and I see you at the same time every day. You sit on this bench and eat a ham sandwich with cheese and you always look so unhappy. And every day I run by and I wonder, why do you always look so unhappy? So one day I decided that I would keep running my route every day for 3 months, and if you still looked so unhappy, I'd offer to suck your cock. I think I thought it up just to amuse myself, but every day I ran by you and the idea just kind of grew and grew in my head until one day when I got home, I started to masturbate at the thought of giving you a few moments of pleasure right here in the middle of the park. And the more I did it, the more I needed it. I started to get wet as I ran by the park bench every day, and then my mouth started to water, and now 90 days have passed, and I need it, sir. Please? It would be so easy to let me. I'll just go to my knees in front of you and unzip your pants and pull it out. And then lean over and slip it in my mouth. It's already warm and wet and waiting for you. Thank you, sir. Your cock is better than I imagined. Needed this so much. It tastes so good. I want you to come for me. Come in my mouth. Oh God. Came so hard. Thank you, sir. I should get back to my run now before somebody comes by. If you're here tomorrow, I'll do it again if you like. Thank you, sir. I like seeing that smile on your face. I'll see you then.